To hear what Marge will say, what's going on in our hometown, what's the buzz today? She's as sharp as can be. Marge wants to see Marion at its best. So tune in right here and give Marge a cheer. Marge Hazelnut. She's as sharp as can be. Marge wants to see Marion at its best. So tune in right here and give her a cheer. Marge Hazelnut.
All right. Good. Actually, good afternoon. Well, good morning, sir, I guess. Good morning.
Morning. Yes.
And this is Talk of the Town. And guess who's in with me? Marge Hazelnut. Good morning, Marge.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, pretty good. It's been a while since I've been running this thing.
I was going to say, you haven't been here for a while.
No, I've not been behind the board for who flung the chung, I guess is what they say.
Well, be aware of what we do today, because we're not real sure.
That's right.
We're going to do the best we can.
We're going to do the best we can. We are taking calls.
Right. I want you to call in. Makes it so much more fun.
That's right. 740-383-9944 is our telephone number. To get in the phone number, it's 740-383-9944. And so what have you been up to lately?
Oh, not very much. Been around, went out to the fair, was out there with Scott. It was fun. I didn't go through the thing in Bursaris, but I understand they had a good time.
Yeah. So. Yeah, they had a wonderful time. I heard that Charlie and Scott did a remote.
We'll have to horn in next year and make them have to roar, I think.
That's right.
Right.
Yeah, we'll have to go there next time and,
right.
And join them.
Right.
I think it'd be 45.
We could be across the...
Yeah, across the way.
Across the way, a little ways there.
Yeah.
Put them on the spot.
That's right.
We'd have fun.
Yeah. So, any news that you want to pass along?
Not anything at all. I know there's stuff going on out there and a lot of things coming up.
Yeah.
So, I know the popcorn parade will be coming along pretty soon. I don't even know when it is.
I think it's next week, I believe. I think it's the first week of September, I believe.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah, the first week. Yep.
You know, I guess if you're not involved, which I was heavily with that, but being that I'm not now, it's hard to keep up with things.
Now, do you remember the first time you went to the Popcorn Festival?
Yes.
What year was that?
Oh, I couldn't begin to tell you. Do you know?
No, I don't, actually.
No, I don't either. I was thinking about those things the other day. That I was looking at my Vita and what have you, and
yeah.
Looking back to see what all I've done almost made you staggering, because I've done so many things in my life, and I didn't realize it. But I've had fun.
Your career, you had a good career.
Yes, I do.
You was a teacher, a professor, I should say, right?
Well, first of all, when I was a young girl, I worked at a shoe store and became a cashier. And I couldn't believe it that I handled thousands of dollars in those days, yeah. Because they didn't have, a lot of banking facilities. They didn't use it for the things that they use it for now.
Right.
But we had a lot of fun, and I enjoyed working doing it. And we were way at the end of the town where there was nothing going on. There were no stores, one store past us. So we really were on the outskirts. But we had a good time, but we had so many... exciting times, and were so wonderful.
Yeah.
But we had lots of good times, too.
Good. And and those people don't know you, you're a registered nurse.
Right.
And you're a professor from OSUM.
Right.
So your career has been interesting.
I've had fun.
You had fun.
I've had a lot of fun.
So do you have any good, what's you been your most memory and your, like, your most thing you ever done in your life? Like, the biggest thing that you could probably think of that you had fun with?
Well, I had an awful lot of fun. I love teaching, and I became an instructor of nursing, which really shocked me. Got the all-around nursing award, which I was shocked, because I really just did my work. I didn't worry about whether I was going to be given an outstanding nursing award or anything. Yeah. I loved what I did. I loved helping people, and if I could make their life a little bit easier as they were leaving the world, I tried to do the best I could. And I loved it. I loved working with patients. I loved working with the doctors. I really probably, if I probably had the money, I would have probably gone on and became a doctor.
Oh, really?
We have quite a number of doctors in our family. But I didn't have the money. And to be honest with you, I was getting kind of tired of being broke.
Yeah.
Never had any money. I was, you know, eating whatever I could pick up, so to
right.
speak.
And yeah.
So I was getting kind of tired of being hard up.
Right. So. And you have such a good personality. I would love you to have been my nurse.
Oh, I had fun.
Yeah. You have that, you're a people's person.
Yes, I am. And I love people, and I love to try to help them. And I guess because I broke my back, I didn't break it myself.
Yeah.
Somebody fell on me and broke my back. And I really had a horrible time. I didn't get kicked out of nursing because what could they do with me?
Right.
I was not a person who was giving them any money or help.
Right.
It was a liability to them. But they were wonderful to me, and I think of that school of nursing, which is not there anymore, and it was a wonderful place.
Now,
wonderful people.
As a registered nurse, are you a nurse that you take tests over to keep your license up, or do you still have your license?
I have a permanent one now.
Oh, nice.
So I don't have to worry about it anymore.
Oh, okay. So if I ever got hurt, they can call you up here.
I'm still a nurse.
Yeah.
Still an RN.
I'm in good hands.
Pardon?
I said I'm in good hands.
You're in good hands.
Yeah, I'm in good hands.
Yes.
All right, folks, if you have any questions for Marge, I called you Madge, I'm sorry.
That's all right. I go by anything.
Yeah. If you have any questions for Marge, give us a call back at 740-383-9944. We'd love to hear from you and talk to you.
Well, so. I think it's a wonderful world out there. We've put out some great nurses. We've put out some great teachers. And I'm so pleased to have been a part of their lives.
Yeah, absolutely.
We got together and did a lot of things.
Now, how long did you work at OSUM?
Almost 50 years.
Wow.
It probably was. But I loved it. Wonderful place. Great place to get an education. I was looking at my Vita last night. I don't know why. I just picked it up. It fell on the floor, so I picked it up. Decided to look at it. And it's amazing the paths that you have crossed in your life.
Yeah.
And some of the people you still see a lot. I still have students that come to my house and visit. And it's nice to have them. And I have one student that lives with me part-time. And she's gone more than she's there. But she's still there.
Right.
And she just had a terrible loss. Her best friend lost her husband.
Oh.
And so it's been a real hard week. And she was just going to go up and surprise her. But as it turned out, it's all fallen apart. The husband died last night. So she's not going to, she already told her she's coming. Oh. So she'll be up there through Tuesday.
Well, my condolences goes out to the family.
Right.
It looks like we're getting a call.
Oh, good.
Okay. What's going on here? Hi, you're on the air.
Yes, I'd like to know how Marge's little kittens are getting along, and I'll listen.
Let me have her put your headset on there.
Your phone's making a noise.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm trying to figure out what the deal is on that. Let's see. Okay, can you hear it?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, I was wondering how your little kittens are getting along.
Oh, my beautiful kittens. Well, I'm glad you call them kittens because they're really not cats yet. They're 9 months old, and they are just absolutely gorgeous. Well-behaved, mannered. The girl did a beautiful job in getting them to the age that they are. They're 9 months old now.
Oh, okay. Okay, I didn't realize they were that old.
Oh, and they're beautiful. They're beautiful. They keep themselves so shiny white. They're just so pretty. And they're well-behaved for kittens.
Uh-huh.
So I love them to death. Did you know them as little ones?
No, I just love cats.
Oh, someday I'll have to have you over and you can see them. They will entertain you for hours.
Uh-huh.
Oh, they're fun.
Yeah, when I was home, I always had the cat and my brother always had the dog.
So. Oh, really?
Yeah.
And my dad loved dogs. He liked cats, too. He was very good with animals. So we had a nice life with plenty of animals.
Yeah.
So I'm so glad you called in. But they are one. His name is Mandy. The way I remember it is Man, and he's a boy. And then the other one is Maddie, and she's a little girl. And she's a calico. Mandy.
Oh, okay.
And he's a tiger and white cat. Beautiful, beautiful animal. And she's a little calico. And she looks like she's so hand-painted. She's just, they're beautiful. They're just totally beautiful.
Yeah.
They're a blessing. I miss my Callie. I think of her every day.
Because
she was a wonderful little.
Yes.
Yeah, but they have to go to heaven at some point.
Yeah.
And she did. She went to heaven. She was a nice little girl.
Yeah.
I miss her. Think of her every day and look at her picture every day.
Yeah.
But I got two other ones, but they don't take her place, even though they're beautiful and I love them. There's nothing I'll ever take my place of her place.
Yeah, if you had have them for a real long time.
Oh, yes, 17 years.
Uh-huh.
17 years.
Yeah. It's when you really get used to them. If you have them just a few years, it's not like, you know, too much. But when you have them for a long time, it's really... You really miss them.
They're a part of you.
Yeah.
Oh, I thank you so much for calling in and asking.
Yeah, because I haven't heard you lately mention them, so I thought I'd call in and see how they were doing.
Yeah, call in and remind me, and we'll talk about them, because I love them. I love to talk and brag about them.
Oh, I do, too. I love cats.
Oh, you will love these. You'll have to drop over and see them sometime. Yeah, they'll entertain you for hours.
When we used to go visit people, a lot of them had farms and stuff, and every time there was a cat, I wanted to take it.
My parents said, no more cats. Now, Margaret, how did you bring those cats home? And I'd say, I don't know, Dad. They found no. He said, Margaret, tell the truth. It's here, kitty, 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 come on home. And there they were. And they didn't have the heart to turn them away.
So
we had quite a number of cats, indoor, outdoor. But they were wonderful.
Yes.
So, well, I appreciate you calling, and do call in any time.
Okay, then I will.
Okay, bye now.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. That's so nice that people call in and ask about my kids.
Yeah, that's nice. So have you always had cats over the years?
Over the years, yes.
Have you had any dogs?
Yes. I had my dad and I had a beautiful, he was, I think, kind of a golden dog. Golden retriever, maybe.
Uh-huh.
But he was a gorgeous animal.
Yeah.
He was beautiful, too. My dad never got over the loss of him, ever. He loved him to death. He was a neighbor's dog, and he was a dog that was a watchdog for the children in New York. So
how many cats have you had over the years? A lot?
Oh, I don't know. More than I can probably count.
Probably more on your hands and fingers and your toes?
Yes. Because I was always bringing home a cat.
Yeah. Now, did Hal like cats?
Not particularly.
He wasn't a big fan, huh?
Oh, no. They didn't like him any better than he liked them.
Yeah. So Hal, he was one of the founders, right, of OSU and PK?
Yes, he was.
Is now listening.
One of the eight.
One of the eight. That's amazing.
Yes, he was a fantastic instructor. And when I was just talking to somebody yesterday, and they said, you're not Marge Hazlett, are you? And I said, yes. And they said, oh, you're Hal's wife. I said, yes, I am.
So did you guys meet? Did you meet him there?
No, I was an instructor at Riverside in Toledo, and one of my students came from Marion, and she had had Hal, and she said, I got a guy I want you to meet. I said, I'm not interested in meeting anyone. I love what I do, and I want to be a good instructor. Well, the next thing I knew, she was dragging him up there.
Yeah.
And so we went out on for some date, I guess it would be, and we had a wonderful time, and then we married 8 months later.
And how long were you guys married for?
how long did we get married? Or how long were we married?
Yeah.
Well, we got married. You know, I saw that yesterday when I got married. Can't remember. You have to remember, I'm getting so old, I can't remember even when I got married.
Okay. You know, I'm sure it was a long time, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's been quite a while.
Yeah.
But enjoyed every minute of it, and we had a lot of fun. And I taught at the university, he taught at the university. But he was there a long time before I was.
Yeah.
But we had fun.
You know, I have a lot of friends that have cats, by the way, and I did not realize there's so many different kind of cats out there. Like, what's a calico?
Oh, yeah.
There's...
Oh, I have a calico.
Oh, do you?
Yes, she's beautiful.
Yeah, and there's, Maine Coon?
Yeah, I don't have one of them.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's just like dogs and cats. You know, it's weird. Why can't we just have one brand of cat and dogs and forget about it? Make the life a lot easier.
Yes, it would.
Yeah. But we are taking calls, 740-383-9944. We'd love to hear from you, just like the last caller. Call in and talk about anything you want. You can ask her about your career. You can ask about your cats.
Right.
You ask about, I think you have an interesting career.
I've had a wonderful career.
So what made you stop nursing, by the way, and you go to teaching? You just got bored with it?
Oh, I didn't get bored with any of it. I just kept right on doing more things.
Really?
I did that parts of it with other things.
Yeah. So you always wanted to be a nurse, and then you decided, like, one day, you're like, I'm going to become a teacher as well.
Well, I fell into that, really.
Oh, did you?
Right.
Yeah.
There's so many things that you can do if you really put your mind to it.
Absolutely.
And so I taught fourth grade because they didn't have any other grade that they needed a teacher for. Yeah. I didn't know about teaching anyway. It didn't make any difference what I taught.
Exactly.
But I enjoyed it. I loved it. It was fun.
And your class that you taught was psychology, right?
Well, I taught fourth grade.
Oh, taught fourth grade too? Wow.
Yeah, for quite a while.
And then you went to, in psychology was at
Ohio State, and I taught there while I was at Mark Street School.
Wow.
So I tied them kind of together.
And
they were fun. We had a lot of fun. I took my little kids to school with me, and we did a lot of fun things.
And what, I don't think I ever asked you this, what did Hal teach at?
Math.
Math.
Uh-huh.
Oh, wow.
He was a math professor, and he was excellent.
Really?
Oh, he could teach you math no matter how dumb you might be,
because
I was not too smart in math.
Yeah.
It was when I was a grade school kid, I loved it. But somewhere along the line, I got a teacher that made me not like it any longer.
Really?
And that's sad, because I always said to myself, I never want to be indicated as a teacher who did not like what she did, and I wanted to make the children enjoy school. And that was my goal, is to make kids like school.
Right.
And we did. We had a lot of fun.
And you had our own Dean of Scott Spears in your class.
Yeah, I had Dean.
Our
own Scott.
Yeah, who's Scott here?
He was a good student.
Yeah.
Very, very nice. I had him at the university. I'll go down the street. It's fun to go shopping and run into people. I never get home very early. But I love talking to all my former students and parents, and we just had a lot of fun.
So you start keeping in touch with all your students?
Well, I see them on the street all the time.
Yeah.
And we stop and we talk.
It's amazing how they're fixing that campus up, isn't it?
Oh, my.
Well,
you wouldn't even recognize it.
Yeah, I drove down there the other day. They're still remodeling stuff, and it's amazing what they're doing to it.
I think they're doing another floor. I can't remember anymore. Penny tells me, but I got so many things that I can't remember everything. But I had an interesting journey. Let's see, today is what, Friday?
Yep.
I believe it must have been Wednesday that I did all this. A friend of mine asked me if I would like to go to some vegetable and fruit and so forth stands outside of Bettsville. Now, that's outside of Tiffin, Ohio. I said, oh, sure, I'd love to. I haven't been to Tiffin in years. I did not recognize even the street that I lived on.
Really?
I did not recognize the churches. I did not recognize anything. I couldn't believe it. I was just totally numb when I saw all this stuff. I couldn't even tell you what all I saw and how it changed.
Wow.
Like the church, I didn't even recognize my church.
Yeah.
And I went there a lot. And I don't know, just everything has changed. It doesn't look like the same town. I didn't even recognize the street I lived on.
Really?
No, if the houses aren't even the same. They've either remodeled them or removed them.
So you grew up there from when you was little to?
18.
18.
And well, then, I left home at 17, but I was 18, really, by the time I left.
So after you turned 18, what did you move to, Marion?
No, I was in nurse's training.
Oh, okay.
So I was in there for 4 years because I broke my back. Okay. So I had to spend another 9 months in there.
So when did you come to Marion? When you met Hal?
I met Hal, and I think we met in, I want to say 2000. I don't know when I met him.
Yeah.
But anyway, we met, and he had two boys at the time. One was 8, and the other one was probably 13. Hmm. So they were right at that age where they needed a mother that wanted to be a mother. And so I did not know too much about the fourth grade curriculum, but the teacher that taught fourth grade in the school for Craig, she would send things home. And unfortunately, my children were not able to do a lot of it because they had not had the background.
Right.
But she sent a lot of wonderful things to me and was a great help. So it made my life really very pleasant.
Good.
So I enjoy doing that. And I don't know. It, to me, teaching was like a blessing because I played school all the time when I was a kid, but never wanted to be a teacher.
Really?
Nope. Didn't want to be a teacher. I wanted to be a nurse, remember?
Yep.
That's what I wanted to be.
And then you just decided to change your career in the middle of the...
Well, when I got married to Hal, there wasn't anything in Marion. They didn't want a degreed person because they didn't need a person with a degree. So I had a degree that didn't make me very well for the market.
Yeah.
They didn't need that kind of person. They need a degreed person. So that was a kind of a put down. But anyway, I got going and went out to the university and taught. I looked at my vita, and I had taught when the school of nursing started over at Marion Tech.
Wow.
And I was one of the first instructors.
Oh, that's
so I was real pleased to be one of those. They don't know that probably, but I was, and I enjoyed it.
Was you one of the, I bet you was probably one of the most longest professors at Ohio State.
Probably one of the, Hal was probably more than I.
I think they should have a room after you guys, like they do at Madge Guthrie.
Well, they did have a room for
they did.
For Hal.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, because I paid for it.
Oh, you paid for it?
I don't know if it's still there or not, but well, I put it in there.
If they're out there listening, they need to put your name on one.
Well, they won't.
They won't?
Probably not.
Or they need to do something, like put a plaque up somewhere, light it up, or because that's a long time, 50 years of teaching.
Right. Well, I would have thought that the dean... Or not, somebody would do something when I left in, you know, saying, hey, we were glad to have you that many years and you did a lot for the students. But the students still come see me and that's, I'm blessed that way.
Right.
We have a lot of fun.
Well, if they're out there listening, I'm making a request. How's that sound?
Well, they'll not do anything about it.
Probably
anyway.
Not, but you never know.
You never know.
Yeah.
But anyway, I love Ohio State and I really feel very proud to say that I have a master's from there and a bachelor of science. That's so I feel real great about it.
Well, that's awesome.
Oh, we've had a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It's been good to me.
Yeah. Now, have you been to the Bratwurst Festival before?
Yes, as a young girl. I was from Tiffin.
Yeah, right. So it's right up the road.
There. Right down the road, up the road, or whichever
way. Yeah, down the road from you.
Yeah. We had a lot of fun. I used to go to all that stuff.
Yeah. You know, I don't recall ever being at the popcorn or at the Bratwurst Festival
in
my whole life. I might have been when I was little, just not registering in my brain. But I've never. I was asking Scott when him and Charlie went there, and I said, "What does it look like?" You know, they have food trucks, and you know, of course, it's all about bratwurst. I'm not a bratwurst either, anyway.
No, I'm not either.
I don't like bratwurst, but I guess they have other food there too. But maybe one of these days I'll go up there and. Like me and you, we'll go up there and we'll be the sidekicks next year.
Right. Next year we'll go up to there.
Yeah.
We can put a disguise on. They won't have to know us.
Yes, right. That's right. Give us a call, 740-383-9944. Don't forget about the exchange coming up here at noon. I'm actually going to be on the exchange. I have not been on the exchange for ever.
Oh, my.
Yeah, I'm going to be joining you and Charlie and Scott. And Terry's here today, too.
Oh, is Terry here?
We have a full staff here, yeah.
Well, my goodness sakes.
Yeah, so we have a full staff.
Well, I'm glad. We were great.
Yeah.
At one time.
I'm sure Scott's picking out some interesting topics for us.
I bet he is.
Yeah. So, yeah, give us a call, 740-383-9944. Thank you. It is 11:38, so we have a few more, about a half hour left here, it looks like. Anything else on your mind that you want to bring up?
Well, I just like, I was talking to that lady, I have two beautiful cats.
Yeah.
They are, well, they're not cats, they're kittens.
Yeah.
I keep forgetting. I don't know what age they are when they turn to be cats.
Yeah. Isn't like, what is it, not, because they have nine lives. That's what they always say, right? Nine lives. If they get hit by a car, sometimes they can survive. Depends mm-hmm. on, if it runs over a certain way, I'm sure it's
right.
fatal. But, yeah, I know a lot of cats can.
Well, Kelly was 17 when she died.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, that's old. I wonder what cat years that is.
I don't know, but she was adorable.
Wow.
And she tried to make it, but she just couldn't.
Yeah.
She worked really hard at living.
Yeah.
And I loved her a lot.
Is that your probably your favorite cat since you was by himself?
Well, Snowball was probably my favorite. The neighbor poisoned her. She went over and drank
That's
some
horrible.
Milk and she poisoned her.
Really?
So the woman got treated very nasty after that. We used to do a lot for her. We swept her sidewalks. We cleaned her house. All the kids in the neighborhood took care of her.
And so the lady poisoned your cat?
Cat.
Well, that's horrible.
Yeah.
How could anybody
poison? Oh, it was terrible. It was a terrible death. My dad, I never saw my dad cry, but he cried when that cat died.
Well,
he took that kitty to the vet. We couldn't do anything.
That's horrible. Shame on that lady.
Oh, well, we took the cat over. We didn't get it embalmed or anything.
Is that lady still living?
No. She was old then.
Yeah.
We took the cat after she died. My dad put her in made a casket for her. Mother lined it, and we took it over and made her look at it.
Geez.
We were mean about it.
Well, yeah, I wouldn't blame you. That's sad. You don't ever poison an animal.
Well, the neighbor kids and everybody, they got together. We had a big parade.
Yeah.
We had a big parade, made her look at it.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to kill it. Yes, you did.
Well, she put something in the milk.
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, the poor little thing.
That's sad. That was Snowball.
Yeah. And the cat that I have now, the big, beautiful tiger and white cat, looks just like my baby Snowball.
Really?
Yeah. So, Snowball was a small cat, but this cat that I have now is huge.
So it keeps your memories alive.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Yeah.
I've been blessed with beautiful animals.
Yeah.
Very beautiful.
So have you had any just cats and dogs all your life? You don't have no fish?
Well.
No nothing else?
Oh, we had fish. My mother was always bringing Juniper back to life by breathing down his mouth.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
My mother was like a vet. Her mother was, too.
I didn't know you could do that.
I didn't either, but she did it. Oh, I tell
you. Well, hey, you know, whatever works, right?
We were like an animal shelter.
You know, I always thought about getting some saltwater fish. I like the saltwater fish.
Oh, do you really?
Yeah, you know, like the clownfish.
Right.
And but I heard it's maintenance free. Once you get it started, it costs a lot of money to get the tank going. But once you get it started, it's pretty well maintenance free.
Right.
Because saltwater keeps everything pretty well clean. Mm-hmm. I mean, you still got to add salt and all that every so often, but. I guess there's a lot of money to run a saltwater tank.
I bet there is.
Yeah.
I don't know. I never had one.
But I always thought that because I think they always glow, you know, the clownfish.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so. I don't have time for any animals right now. Maybe in the future I will, but.
Right.
Yeah.
You just have to get yourself a girlfriend.
I do love animals, though.
Find yourself a nice girlfriend that likes animals and have to take care of them.
That's right. Give us a call, 740-383-9944. We are taking your calls. We'd love to hear from you. We had a call earlier from the lady asked about your cats.
Right.
And
they truly are beautiful.
I think you told me, would you get your cats that you have now? You say you have two of them now.
Yes, it was a student that I had in school that found out my cat died. And she
brought two of them
called me and asked me to come over and look at them. And naturally, you know, I took them to babysit.
Oh.
Well, she never has come back after them. And wanted me to keep them and brought everything for me to take care of them in. And they are truly well taken care of.
And a brother and sister.
They're brother and sister.
Oh.
The boy is twice the size of the little girl.
Wow.
They got into a fight sometime while I was asleep because they had hair on the floor.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I had to clean it up. So I know they were fighting.
I guess that's particular.
Oh, I tell
family
you.
Sound.
Oh, yeah. I didn't hear them. I must have been so tired. I just went to sleep and didn't hear them.
Yeah.
Because I normally hear them if they're doing anything bad.
Right.
But I didn't.
So you're going to go to the Popcorn Festival this year?
Oh, yeah. I always go. I used to work it up until last year. I didn't.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
So what did you used to do there?
Oh, we used to work a booth.
A booth?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Kind of like to locate places if they wanted to go to or pick up some literature.
Well,
we had
nice.
A lot of fun. I did it up until last year.
Now, was you ever on the board for the Mary Popcorn Festival or anything like that?
I can't remember what my Vita said. I think maybe way back at the beginning I may have been.
Way back at the beginning? Yeah.
Had a lot of fun.
Yeah. Huh. So I'm not sure who all we're bringing in this year. I know I haven't really looked at the
schedule. I haven't
either. I'll have to check that out. Maybe we could talk about that next hour, but we'll have to look that up. I'm not sure who's all going to be there, but I don't know. It'd be nice if they bring in, like, maybe the Eagles or the, you know, Journey.
Somebody that'd be out there.
Yeah, some of the big old 70 people.
Right,
I'm a big 70s people.
Are you really?
Yeah, I like the 70s.
I like the 70s really well.
Do you? Yeah. I don't like all this other new stuff.
I don't either.
Half of the time I can't understand what they're saying. It's just...
It's not good.
No. They put too much technology in and then their own voice.
I guess what I kind of see... or think about when I hear some of them, they open up their mouth and just let nothing roll out.
Yeah, exactly.
It don't make any sense at all.
And you go to all these new concerts, I don't care what anybody says, a lot of times it's lip singing. It's not live.
No.
It's lip singing.
Right.
It's a bunch of, you pay all this money to go to all these concerts. They're not really singing.
No. No, yeah. It's just.
I ain't saying all of them are like that, but majority.
I said one time to somebody, I could open up my mouth and go, ah.
Yeah. That's funny.
But so, they're not going to hire me, I know that.
You never know.
Oh, you never know. Yeah, I might make
know.
It.
Yeah, you never know. All right, again, our phone lines are open. We'd love to hear from you. 740-383-9944. Remember, the Exchange Club is coming up right after these this show, I guess. I almost said these words. I'm like all over the place today.
Well, we both are.
I keep thinking.
I haven't seen you for so long. It's a wonder I even knew who you were.
My watch is off. I thought it was almost like 11 o'clock. It's only 11:45. My watch is like way off. I got to look at my watch. Maybe my battery's dying. It's part of the problem.
I have a quarter of 12.
Yeah, the clock on the wall says 12. My watch says almost 12. I'm in trouble here, ain't I?
And I say a quarter of, so I don't know what time it is.
Who knows? Whenever we hear the news kick in, I guess that's when we're done.
Okay, that's when we're done, right?
That's right.
They kick us off the station and put somebody else on.
That's right. A couple of things I want to talk. Oh, how's Nan?
Well, Nan's doing better. She's pretty well over her accident.
Yeah.
And she's doing very well.
Yeah.
And so she has a lot of care for her husband, and she's a wonderful caretaker.
Those who don't know Nan Weir is, she was your sidekick on here for a long time.
Right, right.
Yeah, she was your co-host.
Right, so I hope that she gets back. I hope she still wants to come back.
Yeah.
We'd like to have her back.
Yeah, we always have fun.
Oh, we did. Yeah. She talks about you all the time.
Yes. I just want to say a shout out to her if she's listening. Hello.
That's
come back.
Right. We'd like to have you.
Yeah.
And we're not kidding. We really miss you.
Yeah, that's right. So, any other topics that you want to bring up besides your career and your cats and anything going on in town that you have problems with or anything like that? Like, I have problems with the roads. I mean, I bring that up all the time.
You have problems with the what?
The roads. The roads are horrible.
I know they are.
There's too many potholes. I about break a tire. And I did see, here's the deal. Last couple weeks ago, I didn't tell you this story. A couple weeks ago, I was driving down 23. And a rock flew up and hit my windshield.
Oh, no.
It bounced, and it cracked my windshield, right? I think the government should be able to pay to have somebody out to sweep 23. You know, those big sweepers?
Right.
They should. That way the rocks doesn't blow up. You know, I ain't seeing a lot of it's coming from semis, you know, if it's in the back of a dump truck or whatever. But this wasn't in a dump truck. This was a regular semi. I'm sure it was a rock on the road, and their tires spin it up and made it bounce and hit my windshield.
Oh, my.
It's horrible.
Mm.
And guess who's paying for it? Me.
Sure. Did it dent the car any?
I didn't see no dent in the car. I think it just flew up so high and it hit the windshield and it cracked the windshield.
Oh.
It's horrible. So I think the government should be able to pay those
Well, if we did something to the government, they certainly make us pay.
Yeah.
Pay through the nose.
I think it's horrible. They should have those sweepers out there sweeping those roads every so often.
Well, it's all money.
Yeah.
This whole society is nothing but money.
And I don't understand the roads. There's a lot of potholes going on.
Oh, my.
And it's more potholes than Carter has liver pills.
Well, just like here, there's big holes out there to get across.
Yeah.
If you want to go down the alley. The alley's in good shape, but to get in the alley, it's something else.
It's sad. It's I don't know where our society's going to, but we definitely need to we definitely need to fix some issues. Yeah. Oh, I think Scott's going to join us here.
I heard you.
Oh, you heard me. Hey, guys.
We're just finishing up some things.
Oh, okay. Here we go. Go ahead.
Yes. What's the subject?
Well, I got you muted.
Roads.
Yeah, roads.
I don't know. Marge, what do you think about the roads?
I think they're a mess.
I think they're a mess, but I don't know that it's the city's issue, to be honest with you. Yeah. Terry, you know about city proclamations
Come
and things
in,
of
Terry.
That nature.
Hey, Terry.
Hey.
I
didn't hear. What was the question?
The question is, I think, personally, I think the government should pay the sweeper guys a sweep 23.
Well, I think that being a state route would be more of a state issue.
Oh, is it?
But I agree with you. I'm just I think that's like a ODOT issue. Okay. You know, yeah, that might be something you may have to submit. You know, something to them or whatever. Yeah. And then
don't get me wrong. Now, who's in charge of these potholes around town?
Now that would be the city or township or something like that. Yeah.
Okay.
So that might be something you might have to get a hold of your congressman. Yeah, your city councilman. Excuse me.
Okay. I'm in the city, so maybe I can.
Yeah. Yours might be. What's the gentleman that beat a Cumston?
Robert Landon
would be
Robert
yours.
Landon
yeah, did. It should be yours. Yep.
Well, I have to contact
him. I was going to say, you might send him a message or something and let him know which ones are bad. And so.
I don't know where that money comes from. Do you?
Right. Well, it's allocated, I think, with the taxes and everything that they collect. I think, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I think that's how.
So. I don't know. Am I being over? Scott's like,
you know, I don't pay much attention to the road, to be honest to you. I don't know that I've went into
any
drive lately.
Well, you don't
scare everybody else off the road.
So you don't realize that you're running for a pothole and you might break a tire?
Well, I haven't broken a tire in recent years, so I don't know that I've hit any of these potholes.
A lot of them are parking lots, though, too. I mean, you know, some of these business owners, you know, could use a repaving or whatever.
Some of the parking lots are in bad
shape.
Saying,
I'll
say the parking lots are in bad shape.
Oh, some of the roads are too. Yeah.
Our parking lot's not in bad shape here, though.
But
we got a nice parking lot.
The way I understand it, though, is they take a certain area, I think, every year, like road wise, and they repave that.
They pick three or four.
Here's why I don't like picking on this subject of particular interest right now is because of what happened this week with the whole blow up on Facebook, and the city had to issue a statement about what was going on Route 95.
Absolutely, yeah.
And I think
it's kind of a
touchy time to do that.
Yeah, right.
Because people. That was, to me, a very heinous thing, and maybe we'll talk about that a little bit on the Exchange Club today. But essentially, they're doing construction on Route 95, and it's taking away some lanes right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And somebody, we don't know who, but they went on the internet and they put a story out there that the city was out of money, and that's why it was taking so long. Well, everybody believed this, so they started to complain and call City Hall, and it was a complete false story. The truth is, it's being run by ODOT District 6. It's not being run by the city at all, and it'll take as long as it takes, and nobody's out of money. It had nothing to do with the city at all, government, zero. But yet, so many people believe that fake story that the city had to issue a statement about what was going on there.
Yeah.
Now, that's the problem.
Yeah.
Well, why don't they advertise who's doing the work? That way it doesn't get out of control.
Because I think people say whatever they're going to say. I think they could have said it was ODOT. You wouldn't have paid attention. We don't get those press releases as regular citizens. This person took it to Facebook and made up a false story.
Right.
But you know what the question is? That's a good question you just asked, because why did nobody question the fake story? Why didn't they go, where's your ODOT approval?
Yeah.
But yet, that's okay. See, there's our problem. We are so quick to not question foul news, and we blame the people who have the right news.
But then they lump everybody together, you know, even though the people don't report, you know, they're all still lumped together as if they, you know, reported it also, and you may not have had anything to do with it.
Right.
But because you're immediate, you're all kind of lumped together, you know.
That's true.
See, here's the problem. They call it satire. Now, again, the person running the site, I really don't know who it is. It's, you know, they hide behind a name.
Mm-hmm.
But the truth is, satire is not what they're doing. Satire on that is taking the real situation and embellishing it, which would be saying something like, you know, there's so much traffic on Route 95, it's backed up to Delaware County. Now, that's embellishment. Now, that's satire. Satire is not taking a situation and making a whole story up about it to mislead people. You want to call it satire, it's free speech, you can do it, but don't guise it as you trying to be funny. You're trying to mess with people, you're trying to mislead, and you're adding to a problem that doesn't need to be added to. It's not funny.
Absolutely.
What's funny about that?
It's not funny. Yeah. I mean, you know, we have a great city, and our city does everything I'm sure they can. I mean, I understand I complain about the roads, but maybe, I did not point it to the city at all. I just said, who's in charge of it? Yeah. I don't know.
Well, the city's at fault with a lot of things, and people can point to the city. That's why we have council and a mayor. But this was not their fault. And somebody tried to lay it at their feet, but they'll, even if they were caught, they would say, "Well, I was just kidding around."
Right.
Well,
so what exactly are they doing on 95? Actually,
repairing some of the sewers and things like that.
Yeah,
improvements that people want done.
Yeah, absolutely.
And hopefully, they put a stoplight there in front of Wendy's.
Well, I had the shock of my life.
A friend
of mine asked me if I'd like to go to some open air markets over around Bettsville. Now, Bettsville's a little ways out of Tiffin. I said, sure, that's my hometown. I want to tell you folks, I couldn't even recognize the street that I lived on. The church, the school.
Different.
Why, I'd never been there. I was so shocked. I came home and I said, you know what? I'm not going back there anymore. I couldn't even find where I lived. It was a main street.
So how long was it since you've been there?
Been a long time. Probably 20 years.
20 years, wow.
But change.
And I worked over there, too. So I don't know. I haven't been out of there that long.
Yeah.
But they have changed that place totally. I didn't recognize the school.
Right.
The churches are nothing. Not even the streets. If you asked me to go to my house to get on my street, I couldn't find it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's terrible.
That's horrible.
And one-way streets, that's a big discussion now. The paper brought it up again. We've talked about it a million times here.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny
that you said it, because the guy that dropped me off today from get my car done, he said this week we've talked about the same thing. It's like we're in New York City or something. It's like we're a big city. Why do we have all these one-way streets?
Uh-huh.
I don't get it.
What are they doing about it now?
Is it a traffic flow? Is that why? I don't know. I mean,
it was a cityscape thing.
Okay.
Something to do with parking in the 80s is why they did it.
I don't know if it might have been a traffic flow.
But it eliminated
a
lot of parking spaces.
Right.
So I don't know. But I don't think it's going to go back the other way. I mean, it's nice to talk about.
Yeah.
They should do it, but will they do it? Probably not.
You know, since they're putting that overpass there on 309, I think they should put the underpass on Pool Lane, because that train stops there all the time on Pool Lane. That's a complaint I have all the time there.
Well, especially with all the industrial park that's out there and stuff.
So they need to do an underpass. Mm-hmm. And then they're doing an overpass on the other way, an underpass on the other way. Do you agree?
Makes sense.
I agree to myself. Scott, what do you think?
That's it. Money.
Yeah, that's the only thing. Well, yeah.
Who pays for that? I guess that's this county, right?
I think it's probably a combination, maybe state, county, you know. I don't know. Yeah. You know, I don't know if that's annexed in the city.
I'm sure there's a reason things are not being done, though, because if you think about it, why would anybody want that working against them?
Right.
I don't think they would.
Right.
I think there's probably a reason.
So before we go here, I know we have about 3 minutes here, 2 minutes now. So what happened to all the money in Marion? Somebody know?
I don't know if it was ever there.
Well, no, we were booming back in the days, weren't we? Marion was boom, but we had all these factories. We had all these big. That's why we have all these big houses in Marion. I mean, a lot of rich houses in Marion. Mansions.
Are you talking about the 20s? It's been a long time.
No, there's so
you,
some big
if you can find Carrie
out.
Phillips, you'll find the money.
Yeah, but I mean, these houses, nobody's building those gigantos they were in those days.
No. I
mean,
I don't think it was in the 20s, was it?
Well, that's when Harding was president. That's what these houses were here before he became president.
Sure. Some of them are like 80 years old, yeah.
So I think we had a president from Marion. We had a Miss America from Marion in the 30s. Please do.
I don't know if this is going to work or not.
We'll try it.
Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, I was wondering, are you going to have the WWGH helicopter at this year's flying?
It's possible.
Oh, good. Are you
going to
give rides?
Well, no, we can't give rides. The helicopter's a little old and rickety.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
One at a time.
All right, we have about a minute here. You want to sign off?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, thank you very much for listening today. We hope to be back next week. So keep tuned, and we'll hopefully bring you some more information.
All right. And Scott, you have anything party ways? We have about 30 seconds.
Well, the Exchange Club's on next, and we'll have all kinds of interesting topics. And we'll also go into the WWGH mailbag, and Charlie Evers will be here, and so will this whole bunch, so it'll be a lot of fun.
That's right. All right, this was Talk of the Town with Marge Hazlett. So tune in next week, same time,
same place.
And we'll be back right after these words.
That's what it sounds like.